We should speak to the item, of the item. Alright. The recommendation that the monthly financial statements for the period ending 30 June 2026 be received. All those in favour? It's passed 7-0. 13.3, Corporate Business Plan 2024-2028, Quarterly Progress Report, April to June 2026. Mover, please. Councillor Letter, seconded. Councillor Dewar. any comments to this? You want to speak to the item? No. I see Pam is our Strategic Supports and Projects Officer. Pam, did you have any comment to pass?
It's not much to say. We're plugging away.
That's fine. Yep. Okay. We'll put the recommendation forward that the Corporate Business Plan 2024-2028 Quarterly Progress Report for the period April to June 2026 as presented be received. All those in favour? 7-0. 13.4, Amended Workforce Plan 2026-2030. Once again, I'll ask for a mover. Councillor Witham, seconder. Councillor Robinson. I think we'll just ask our Chief Executive Officer, Karen, if she has any comment to pass.
Yes, through the Chair. As the Council is aware, this was initially adopted in April of this year. However, since then, there has been a review of it and there is a significant change that we do need to include, and that relates to the works area and undertaking a functional review. The reason for that is it was previously put in the workforce plan that we would have a hybrid model of contractors versus employees. That needs to be further looked into, but also with the movement of staff, it's timely for us to do a deep dive into the area and to assess what a modern works area looks like. And that includes staffing, service levels, plant equipment, funding, those sorts of things. So that will be the scope of the functional review. And aside from that, as we have had some movement also from the senior management team, also looking at those contracts as we move forward to be on a three-year fixed-term contract, which is the norm for most senior executive positions. And that's normally aligned with what the KPIs are of the CEO, but also one of the deliverables within the organisation, and enhances some accountability.
Okay, very good. No further comment from Council?
I'm questioning whether the review, how do I put it? It's been restricted to only the outside workforce. Are we going to look at a whole of Shire at some point in time?
If that's the request of the council, then we can look at that. The intention is there was a functional review that was undertaken for the internal workforce as part of the workforce plan that was done by the CEO, and hence why we realigned those positions and also proposed two additional positions. However, if the council would like to make a resolution to have a functional review that encompasses the whole of the Shire, then we can do that and potentially put aside the workforce plan at this point in time.
I wasn't suggesting that, but I was suggesting that perhaps going forward we could look at that may be something we should consider. A whole of workforce review, rather than just restricting it to part of the workforce.
Okay, we can take that the noting for the moment.
Is
We just effectively comment. Happy to take that as comment for now, Michael?
Yes.
Councillor White?
If I can add, though, if we are to determine and do a functional review, then it would be more efficient to do it across the entire Shire rather than one area. So if we are proposing that, then potentially it does need to be an amendment to or put a resolution up at another council meeting, but that's the case.
I think we're
not sure what to say to that.
I'll be happy to go ahead with the current recommendation.
Yeah, I think that, through the chair, that the number 0.4 is incorporates that, doesn't it? Future work service to be more determined from the evidence for a review.
It only relates to the outside staff. The workforce plan, the works is the outside staff, basically.
Oh, okay.
It's not management.
I'll just put it to the council. Are we happy to go ahead with this item in its current form for the purpose of this meeting?
I can see where Councillor White's coming from, but I would argue that Karen has addressed some issues there, but has made changes with the inside staff and created different positions to. So some of the areas has probably been covered to some extent, not in an official review, but I'm comfortable with it at the moment.
Okay, well, I think we'll go forward. Councillor White was happy for his words to be a comment, so I think we'll note it as such, and I think we'll put the recommendation forward, and anything can be followed up down there going forward. So I will put the recommendation forward that the council, one, adopts the amended workforce plan 2026-2030 as presented. Two, notes the amendments made to the plan since its adoption on 16 April 2026, comprising the transition of senior management positions to fixed term performance-based contracts applied prospectively as positions become vacant. Replacement of the hybrid work service delivery model with an independent functional review of works operations and the associated consequential amendments outlined in this report. Three, notes that the amended senior employment arrangements apply prospectively and do not affect the employment of any current employee. And four, notes that the future work service delivery model will be determined by the council on the evidence of the independent functional review. All those in favour? Is passed 7-0. Item 14, that's for which the meeting may be closed. There is nil. 15, elected members' motions of which previous notice has been given. Nil. 16, questions from members without notice. Nil. 17, new business of an urgent nature introduced by a decision of meeting. That's nil. So on that note, I will thank everyone for their attendance. Thank you, Craig. Councillor.
Yeah, thank you, everyone. Yeah.
And we will close the meeting at 5:17.